The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, along with the Treasurer, issued the directive to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. The Finance Minister joins me now. Matthias Cormann, what exactly is in this directive?
As this is firstly a draft directive, which is now subject to consultation with the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. And what it seeks to do is to go back to the original policy intent, which is for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to invest in new and emerging technologies and not in established mature technologies which have already got access to mainstream finance.
Will you release that directive, that draft?
Well, there's a process in the legislation, which was legislation put in place by the previous government. So we are currently engaged in step one of that process, which is consultation with the Clean Energy Finance Corporation Board. And of course, at the right time, this directive, if it comes into force, will be tabled in the Parliament.
There seems to be some disagreement over what was the original purpose of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. The Shadow Environment Minister, Mark Butler, says that it was originally set up to plug holes in the market where there wasn't a mature market for these technologies, not for immature technologies themselves. How's that disagreement come about?
From our point of view, the intention was very clear, and it is articulated in this handful of parliamentary debates from the time, and that is that the policy intent of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation was to invest in new, innovative and emerging technologies. Now, our policy, which we took to the last election, is that we want to abolish the Clean Energy Finance Corporation because, in our judgment, if a project stacks up, if the economics of a project stack up, then it will be able to attract finance from commercial lenders in the usual way. But in the meantime, if the Clean Energy Finance Corporation continues to be in place, then rather than to compete with the private sector in relation to mature technologies and wind, for example, investing in existing wind farm projects is not what the Clean Energy Finance Corporation was originally set up for.
So what would this directive mean for people who have rooftop solar or who want to buy rooftop solar? Will it mean they'll pay more?
Not at all. There are established programs at the state and federal level supporting rooftop solar. More than a million households have got rooftop solar across Australia. And of course, the renewable energy target, and there's now bipartisan agreement around the renewable energy target to 2020. The renewable energy target will continue to drive increased investment across all of the relevant new energy technologies.
Investors say that this directive is making a difficult investment environment even harder and that Australia will lose out to other countries which have already strong growth in this sector. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, I completely disagree. What provides certainty and stability to this sector is the bipartisan agreement on the renewable energy target, and there will be significant growth in this sector in the years ahead. The Clean Energy Finance Corporation is one small tool in the context of a broader policy framework, and what we're saying here is that while the Clean Energy Finance Corporation continues to exist, it should focus on the next opportunities, for example, the opportunities from large-scale solar and better energy storage capabilities linked to it. We want to really push this to the next level rather than to continue to put borrowed money from taxpayers into well-established technologies.
It's $10 billion, though. It's barely a small player in this field, is it?
This is $10 billion of money that the previous government decided to borrow on behalf of the taxpayers so that it could be lent. Here is the whole point. The whole purpose of this particular initiative was for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to invest in those areas where the private sector doesn't spontaneously invest. And nobody can credibly argue that the private sector is not invested in wind projects or in rooftop solar.
You've also asked the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to make more money, essentially, and to increase its risk profile now. Aren't you setting it up for failure?
We have not said at all to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that we wanted to increase its risk profile.
Well, by investing in these less mature technologies, it will by definition, won't it?
No, that is I don't accept that at all. I mean, what we have actually said to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is that we don't want them to increase their risk profile, but that we want them to focus what the original intent always was. We want them to focus on new and emerging technologies, not on established mature technologies.
All right. Thanks very much to the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann. Thanks for talking to AM.
Always good to talk to you.